So here today, as we begin this delicious conversation that is all about your intentional business, we want to talk about, first of all, what we mean by this term business. Now, in cultural terms and in financial terms and in legal terms, a business has a very specific meaning. But that's not really what we are talking about. We're not talking about anything structural. We're not talking about how you do things from a legal perspective or even a moral or ethical perspective. We're talking about just simply a construct that exists very specifically as a channel to connect you with customers and clients who are very happy to pay you in exchange for whatever it is that you're selling. And in your culture, that does have a very specific meaning. It could mean many different things, but it means at least one of those things. But here in this conversation, we're going to be talking about metaphysics. So if you are not in one of those structures, if you do not have a tax ID number or a business name or an incorporation certificate or a blah, 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 that doesn't really matter, because what we're talking about here is simply an idea. We're not talking about a construct. We're talking about an idea. And the idea here is, and this is where we want to begin, is what is this actually for you as the person who, let's say, owns the business? Why are you doing this, and what is it for, and what is it that you hope to get as a result? Today, we invite you to notice this and to pay attention to this. And the first place we would suggest that you begin is to think about the cash, pounds, euro aspect of things. Are you selling something? And if you are selling, what is it that you're selling? Are you selling services, or are you selling products, widgets? Are you selling an experience? Are you selling a relationship? What is it exactly that you're selling? Are you selling an idea? And what is the form? And these things probably are pretty already quite obvious to you, although you might not have thought of them in metaphysical ways, and that's the thing we really want to jump on. Metaphysically speaking, if you're selling a service, for example, you're selling a relationship, because however it is that you're going to deliver this service, you are going to be connected to this person. So we often will distinguish between the selling of a service versus a product by talking about your clients versus your customers. So when you're selling a service, you have a client, and when you're selling a product, you have a customer. Now, you can quibble about our use of the terminology all you want to, but that's how we define it, just to make it distinguishable. With customers, these are people you may never, ever have any contact with. You may never speak to or have an email exchange with. There may be automated systems in place where they place their order and then someone else packages it up and sends it off to them, or it's sent to them through some sort of electronic means. And you have a widget, or you have a thing. You have a thing that you're delivering, a book, an audio recording, a gizmo, something very specific and something very tangible. With a customer, in many ways, you are capable of reaching literally everyone on the planet, because there's really nothing that stands between you and being able to connect with any person anywhere. So, for example, if you're selling something in a store and it's only sold in that one store, you can still connect with almost anyone. You don't know who's going to come by, and you don't know how it's going to work, and you don't know how this is happening. If you're, as we've talked about in the past, if you're just sort of living in a little shack that's at the end of a road in the back of the beyond, and all you're doing is carving little dolls and wanting them to be sold to everyone in the world, that can happen. You don't have to know how to do it. And one of the things in particular in this intentional business conversation is, we want to make sure that it's very clear, this is also not a conversation about selling or marketing as a tactic or a strategy. This is a conversation about intention. And intention is what creates everything. You're intending to create anything that you create, and any experience that you have has arisen out of intention. That's just basic metaphysics. That applies to anything you do, whether you're walking across the floor, having a conversation with a friend, or selling a widget or a service to someone, a client or a customer. So when you're selling your widgets, when you're selling your product, when you're selling your books or your recordings, when you're selling your little dolls, when you're selling whatever it is that you've packaged, when you're selling this, you have customers, and these customers can be anywhere, at any place, at any time. That's never your business. Now, you may find that the customers you like to talk to have a very specific quality or characteristic that you connect to that's easy to talk to or talk about. And in a strategic way, you could say, well, you've identified your niche. We wouldn't really look at it in that way. What we would say is, you're just following what's obvious and what feels better. And you can categorize it in some way that other people could understand. But you could also just sell your widget and let yourself benefit from the notion and the awareness that you have an intention to sell these things, and you have an intention to profit from the selling, and that is what is happening. When it comes to service, you're connecting with other people and delivering them something that involves you or maybe people that you hire. So you're selling relationships, in other words. Just a snippet of a relationship, just a little piece of the pie, not everything, not all at once, but in exactly the way that is right for both parties concerned, both the person who's delivering the service and you, or rather, and the person who's buying the service. You as the one who's facilitating that happening, whether you're the one delivering it or you're the one who's facilitating the sale, doesn't really matter how you show up. This, by the way, is probably as technical as we're ever going to get in this series of conversations, just so you know. This is probably as specific as we're going to get, because what we really, really want to emphasize, and we want to say this over and over and over again, and we will say it over and over again, is that it is your intention that drives everything. It is not the structure. That is why when we talk about intentional business, we're not talking about an intentional structure. We're talking about an intentional idea. Now, our assumption is that if you are interested in this conversation, that you are probably interested in making a profit in your intentional business. In other words, to put it in a certain way, that you're making money. To put it in a metaphysical way, that this is one of the channels through which, not the only one, but one of the channels through which cash, dollars, pounds, or euro are delivered to you. We want you to think about that for just a moment, because in the why are you doing this? What is it for? As you're thinking about that and you're thinking about what it is that you're actually offering and what it is that you're actually wanting from the act of the offering. We mentioned a few things in our description of this particular series of conversations, like money or fame or connection or the feeling that you have something to give and you want other people to have it, that feeling of fulfillment, that feeling of satisfaction, that feeling of delight, that feeling of expansion. Now, there's not anything wrong with any of these things. It's just a really good idea to be clear about what it is that you're wanting. Why are you doing what you're doing? Now, in asking you this question, we're sort of walking over to the edge of something that we wouldn't suggest that you do, which is to look at this systemically and look at what is my business about, as though it is a story. Think about where you are right now, whether you have a business or not in technical terms, whether you have anything for sale right now or not, whether you're doing well or you're not doing well at all according to your lights. Think about what you want to experience today in terms of your intentional business. Think of just today, not tomorrow, not the next day, not the next day, but today. One of the things that we know that happens is that when you get really into a plan about how you're going to do something, oftentimes what you do is you get really focused and really narrow on the idea of how it's going to work and what your role is and what you're supposed to do, and you forget that the universe is basically going to do almost all of the work. And that's actually the way this actually works, and it works best You let the universe do what it is that you want done, and it will happen in wonderful, magnificent, and magical ways. If what you're doing, however, is focusing on, this is the project, this is the book I'm writing, and then when I've written the book, then I will have the sales, and then the money will come to me. No. Yes, you will have all of those things, but the money can come to you today. The satisfaction can come to you today. The fame can come to you today. You don't have to be done with your project in order for it to come alive and for it to be reflected back to you through the actions and words of other people, which may very well be what you're wanting. You write a book, or you record something, or you make a movie, or you film a television show, or you produce a play, or you star in a play. You don't have to wait until opening night to have the experience of feeling like you're plugged in and tapped into something that you really love and enjoy, and that it's actually happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Just because they say, we're not going to pay you until XYZ happens, doesn't mean that's when you will get paid. You could get paid sooner than that. Just because that's the contractual stipulation doesn't mean squat. That's why we don't really want to talk about the structure of the business, because the structure of the business is, by its very definition, and for very good reasons, limited. It's narrow. It's constructed. It can fit into a box or two or three or four. And for legal reasons, that might be a very good idea. For moral and ethical reasons, that might be a very good idea. But metaphysically, the truth is that you're not in a box. None of your ideas are in a box, and there's much more that can happen than you can even imagine. You can have an amazing, amazing experience with what it is that is going on, and really endeavor to delight and bask in it, not because of what that will do for you, but because of how it feels. And our suggestion would be, our very powerful suggestion would be, that you do pay attention to what it is that you are wanting and recognize, at least have the willingness to recognize, that you can have what it is that you want, whatever that may be, whatever it looks like. And you can have it today. You don't have to wait until the fulfillment of the contract, or until the sale of the book, or until the opening night of the play. You don't have to wait until then. You can have what it is that you're wanting. You don't have to wait until you have all the clients. You don't have to wait until you have the roster. You don't have to wait until you finish doing the website. You don't have to wait until you finish setting up the business structure. You can be prosperous today. You can be plugged into yourself, in alignment with yourself, having the delight and the magic of the experience today. So this is your intentional business, whatever it is that you're putting your attention to, whatever it is that you're enjoying. Intend to have what you want. But first, recognize what it is that you're wanting, and then decide you can have it. See yourself having it. Feel what it feels like to have it. This is the basic formula. This is the basic magic. This is the basic of metaphysics. You intend, you imagine, you feel, and you have, and that's the way it works. But you also allow. And that's where things get very tricky, because it seems that everyone everywhere will tell you, with very good, well-meaning intention, that what you need to do is work the plan, come up with a plan, make the plan, deal with the plan, have the plan, and work the plan, work it. And when you work the plan, then you'll be successful. But there's a problem there if you can hear it. If you do this, then you'll have that. Anytime you hear that kind of logic, you need to know that what you're doing now is taking control of something instead of letting the universe of your thoughts arrange it for you on your behalf and to your benefit. There is no if-then in the universe. There is no metaphysical basis for that statement. There's a logical basis, and it makes sense. If you're very specifically trying to arrange things in a certain order, if-then makes sense. But when you are playing with the very magic of who you are, and you're plugged in and tapped into the truth of who you are, and that's what you're interested in, and that's what's more important to you than anything else, then any idea that you have about what it is that you need to do goes to the wayside. There's only what you want to do and what is right here, right in front of you, your intuition, what's simple to get to, what's easy and what's obvious. So today we invite you, as you think about these things, to think about what it is that you're doing, why it is that you're doing it, and what it is that you want as a result. And remember that today you can have what you're wanting. You don't have to wait until tomorrow or the next day or next week or next month or next year. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll have exactly what you're wanting in the way that you're thinking of in terms of how you've planned it out. But with some willingness and some openness, you can certainly have an expansion of an idea that feels very tangible and has some very real effects right here and right now. And it won't be because you made it happen. It will be because you allowed it to happen. And that's the real nature of an intentional business. That right there indeed.